Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from the broadcast studio at Hutton Orbital for yet another evening of news, updates, conversation, and music from the orbit of Eden. I'm Dick Chafing, and in the hot seat tonight with me, we have Mike Oxlong. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening. Glad to be back and feeling a lot better than I was last week. Stop those mods in their track with a hasty application of brand new Hutton Mug.
More about that later, but first we've got the headlines.
Mods Patient Zero identified.
Truckers to bring Stein in line.
Hutton Deckel original artwork goes missing on the side of a ship.
The Major General hops to stop the drop and bags a Dorizo.
If you want to be the best and you want to beat the rest, Probing's what you need. After weeks of deep investigations, Nurse Wyeth of Hutton has announced that the team have finally identified Patient Zero from the devastating MODS outbreak over recent years. She dispatched a fleet of medical dolphins to Barnard Star with full hazmat suits and immediately quarantined the hapless commander. Upon initial investigation, the commander was discovered in his quarters without any mugs present, and appeared to have been in that state for a number of months. Lister I-69 was given an immediate hot beverage in a borrowed Hutton mug and loaded via zero-G lifting gear into the waiting mobile medical facility. Due to his extreme mug withdrawal symptoms, he is taking the long route back to Hutton Space for a full triple mug bypass and is expected to be regularly mugged as often as possible until his symptoms reduce. We can confirm that he is the originator of the MODS outbreak. The crossover from a lack of Hutton mugs into a physical illness, insanity, and even occasional outbursts of fevered creative writing, stated one rather cross-eyed medic. We believe that the MODS crossover started after one particularly harrowing episode of mug smashing. The human brain can only take seeing so much horror. They are weaning him back onto mugs very slowly, starting with a Tommy Tippy cup with two handles, soft focus fuzzy pictures of mugs from his childhood, and of course, endless renditions of For the Mug by Hugh Mann. Our reporters attempted to interview Patient Zero and were told to go take the nearest bloody Hutton mug and stuff it up there. Well, we can't repeat the next bit as it's rather biological. He's not a well man. He needs help.
Not content with Hutton, George's pants and his prayer sticks, the gin, the bourbon, and a healthy dose of mugs, Alvin has made his mark on a new system this week. To be frank, Einstein. Yep. He has discovered a companion worthy of note for the mug. A fine stein is one of the few things to match a mighty mug, and in line for a torrid time as Hutton climbs to the top. It took only moments for the Major General to decide to remain in Stein, as despite the pain of wartime drain, Stein's star shines with a light that's impossible to decline. It's also a good quote for news stories designed to trip up the broadcasters. We look forward to adding it to the list in the near future, but beware, Commanders, it's another outpost-heavy system.
After the annual audit of Hutton Rewards, a major oversight was identified as the team realized that the original artwork for the Hutton ship decal was missing. A trawl of the logs identified that instead of using the original artwork as a template to apply to the winning commander of the Elite Meat Treat, the Elite Meat Treat, inebriated engineers had applied the original artwork to his hull. They then managed to lose the manifest log, meaning that there is only one commander out there with a Hutton decal. He's missing deep in space, and we need him back so we can roll the design out to other Hutton vessels. This is an all-points bulletin. We don't know where he is. We don't know what ship he's flying, and we don't even know his name. But we need to find him and bring him safely back to Hutton so we can get our decal back. Anyone seeing this mysterious pilot, please capture screenshots and send them to I haven't got a clue what the place is going on at Hutton Orbital gmail.com. Seriously, if anyone knows where we left our sticker, please let us know.
Only 1 week after arriving in Fort Mugg, the Major General has whipped the Hot Call team into the kind of shape not seen since Simov swallowed two packets of performance enhancers, thinking they were M&Ms. With their resolve stiffened, they have brought Hutton to within a few days of gaining our first orbital system in the Colonia region, providing docking facilities in space for incoming ships and building the first interstation trade routes and mission running locations for Colonia commanders. With Commanders Mindwipe and Splendor, local representatives on Alvin's behalf, providing resources and mission support, the Major General and Colonia team have delivered an election in Dorito, henceforth to be known as Dorito due to a drunken spelling error. The team aim to have the new asset secured by Saturday, and will then return to avoiding war in
Finally tonight, we have news of the breaking of a record held by Hutton for nearly 2 years. Shortly followed by the breaking of hearts, as it was realised that the record wasn't really a record after all. Team Hotbox, led by FTM Mustang, identified that the largest trade in the galaxy, understood to be held by a Hutton trucker, could be broken through the sale of significant quantities of Thargoid probes. So, there are only two problems. Thargoid probes corrode your ship, and when sold to stations, proceed to eat them faster than Alvin Scoff's plates of unattended sausages. Undeterred, they arrived at a plan and chose a virtually unknown backwater station somewhere in the Pleiades as their sail location, safe in the knowledge that no one had ever heard of Obsidian Orbital and wouldn't mind it being taken offline for a few days whilst they repaired it with meta-alloys. The team hunted, scooped, and stored hundreds of Thargoid probes. As with all good probings, things got a little sore after the first 50. By 200, they were constantly bandaging themselves to stop their insides falling out into the vacuum of space, and by the 300th probe, they were screaming for mercy. At the final tally, they had managed it, nearly 79 million credits in one sale, beating the previous Hutton record of 72.6 million by a full Type 9 width. Unfortunately, a passing commander pointed out that someone had done the exact same thing using his SRV and had parked a stripped cutter and managed a figure closer to 210 million credits. Well, some teams might have been broken by this news. Some might have cried foul at the sheer simplicity of the record holder's tally. Not Team Hotbox. They were too busy dodging bounty hunters, eager for their blood after UA bombing Obsidian Orbital. The matter was cleared up after Obsidian Ant himself proclaimed it a mighty effort, and that he was mollified by the nearly 3,000 tons of meta-alloys daubed around his station to make up for the extreme probing. So, it might not be a galactic record, but Team Hotbox hold the Hutton record for the biggest trade, and we understand that they have grand plans to smash the all-time record. We just hope they do it in some genuine backwater that no one really has ever heard of this time, like Akinar or Sol or maybe Epsilon Indy.